Sunday, October 1st, 2023, 4:26 a.m. Okay, I've been up since roughly 2:30, probably a little later than that. So I've got up and done my usual stuff. I have my paints mixed up. Working on the large panel, Man Control of the Universe. And I'm out here in the studio slash garage with Pia the Talking Dog. And yesterday I did the same thing. I was working on the large panel. I did a lot of work. Had some ideas and I implemented them. And so far, every time I've worked on this recently, I've been pretty happy with what I've done. I talked about the lower left-hand portion of the panel. I kind of worked on it, and I'm still thinking about it, so we'll see what comes of that. Yesterday, I worked on the sphere slash globe slash atomic particle, and worked on that. And I had more work. So I got to a point where, yeah, it's not, the paint won't let me do something, so I'm going to have to let it dry, and then I'll be able to paint again. Kind of consolidate more of that. Put more layers on there. So I did a lot of work yesterday. I started early again. I think I started earlier than I am today. I started around 3:30 or something like that. And I worked well to 2 o'clock. Well, I was finally cleaning up at 2 o'clock. So, but that's, of course, I had to walk the dog, and actually yesterday I did no watering whatsoever because it was a pretty cloudy day. It actually drizzled a lot in the morning. So, I decided not to water and just get in here and paint. So yesterday was a real productive day, and, we'll see how it goes today. Today I can work as long as I want. Yesterday we had to go to mass in the evening, so I had to quit around 2 because I had to take a shower and shave and all that sort of stuff still. But anyway, so I'm going to try to work as much as possible again today, see what happens, and try to enjoy myself. let's see. So the government has not shut down. They were thinking that the government was going to shut down, and apparently there was some kind of vote. And the president's going to, I think he signed it even. So it has not shut down. It's going to be good for another 47 days or something like that. But, the process just starts all over again because they're jockeying to make the other side, the Republicans and the Democrats are jockeying to make the other side look bad. So that's the general idea, okay? If you look at the individual idea about what each group says about themselves, they're both right because they're doing this or whatever. Anyway, so another funny thing that happened was this Democrats representative from New York to delay the vote because he wanted to delay the vote and probably put the put the government into shutdown. Who knows? Maybe that was advantageous for him to have the government shut down so they could blame the Republicans. And the Republicans always get blamed for it. It's just a matter of fact. And he was caught pulling a fire alarm on video, and his office says, "Oh yeah, he did pull the fire alarm, but it was by mistake." the little red square on the wall, it says fire alarm. He pulled it by mistake. Yeah, we believe that. And so he did that to interrupt official business of the Congress. Isn't that what those guys got in trouble for rioting at the Capitol on January 6th? And they had the books thrown at them. I mean, and this looks like an intention. Now, that was like kind of a riot. Well, some of those people, they rioted, they got caught up in the moment, but were they actually trying to stop official government business? I don't know. I don't know what was in their mind. But in this case, yeah, it looks like, yeah, he was actually trying to disrupt a vote. So why wouldn't you throw the book at him for that, right? Right? Anyway, so let's get going here and start painting, and I'll talk to you later. 6:31 a.m. Excuse me. Okay, so the dog's been telling me it's time to go for a walk since 5:45. So she's getting better. It's no longer 5 o'clock or 5:30 where she starts to say, "Hey, it's walk time." She's at actually, I guess her internal clock is saying, "Okay, I'll concede. We can go later." But yeah, so she's getting a little bit more agitated right now. So 6:30. Yeah, it's gonna be light in probably about another 15 minutes. So let me stop painting and get dressed to go outside. And let's see, how cold is it out there? Oh, wrong app. It is 55 degrees. That's pretty cool. So I'll wear my long sleeve and my long pants. And partly cloudy. So today is going to be 75. That's all. Another cool day. Yesterday was very cool. Actually, in the afternoon, I was kind of cold inside the house because we didn't turn any heat on or anything like that, but we had the windows open. So, well, let me get going here. The dog's looking at me saying, "Come on already." So, I'll be back. 9:13 a.m. Okay. After a lot of screwing around with stuff, that's 3 hours. Wow, that's a long time to not be painting. So I'm back here to start painting. I'm looking forward to it and working on the Mickey Mouses that are going to be working in the cubicles that are working for the Department of Experts.gov. And that's so far so good. So let me get back to it. Talk to you later. Okay, 11:12 a.m. I had to take a little potty break. I tried to power through it, but nope, had to go. So I also went outside and I remembered I had to pick some tomatoes and cucumbers. I'm still getting tomatoes and cucumbers on August on October 1st. Can you believe that? Whew. The shade cloth really made a big difference as far as my garden's concerned. I got the 40% shade cloth. I never used to get cucumbers this late, ever, anywhere near this late. I mean, usually what would happen is I'd get a couple of 100-degree days in June or July, and the cucumbers would kind of like shut down, and that was it. And there was no reviving them back. Now I'm still getting them. So much for the shade cloth. If you live in hot areas like I do, and you get those 100-degree days and stretches and stuff that just burn your plants up, get that shade cloth. It really works. So, anyway, let me get back to painting. Spent enough time doing other stuff than painting for now. Okay. Let's see. It's 1:33 p.m. I'm going to stop now, kind of getting a little tired here. yeah, been a productive day, pretty much. Yesterday seemed to be a little bit more productive, even though I had to stop about the same time, too, huh? Yeah, I think I was more productive yesterday. It's hard to tell anymore. But, I got this zit on the side of my head, right in front of my ear, and it's kind of like just hanging there forever. Oh, I'd like to get rid of this. Anyway, so today's Sunday, tomorrow's Monday. Tomorrow I'm volunteering at the Sacramento Fine Arts Center on Gibbons Drive to help them hang their next show, which is Bold Expressions, which I'm a part of. I've got my self-portrait at 70
painting showing there too. So I'll be doing that. And then in the afternoon, the wife and I are going to go do some errands. And so tomorrow will be a pretty packed day too. Tuesday, I get a injection in my eye. When do I get that? Let's see. Tuesday, 11. Okay. So from 11 on, I'll be kind of worthless because my eye will be all screwed up. It's hard to see out of it. At least for a couple hours, maybe more than a couple hours, about maybe 3 or 4 hours. It's because they have to dilate the eye and everything, and it kind of screws you up. So tomorrow, Tuesday, will be kind of an unproductive day. Besides getting my eye injection. Yeah, paintings look a lot better. You look at it from the side, you go, "Oh yeah, it looks good." Okay, so let me get going here. I'll talk to you later.